I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Pettycast time. We normally do it at 8 a.m. on Tuesdays, but today at 8 a.m., we were 30 minutes into our conversation with Texans Executive Vice President and General Manager Nick Caserio. He joined us a little earlier for about 40 minutes. You can get that on the Odyssey app on our podcast.
We didn't think that Nick would probably really want to participate in the Pettycast as his duties.
No chance.
He seems to care more about his duties as a GM than as a sporadic guest on Payne and Pendergast. So,
of all the staples that we do on this show, we do the Pettycast, we do Take a Mania, we do Acknowledge Me.
Yeah.
We do Five Reasons I Hate You. We do Circle of Trust. Which one do you think Nick would probably most want to participate in? Acknowledge Me, I would think. Because that's a generally positive one.
That could be a positive one. Yeah. He would want to do
Acknowledge Me.
Right.
We could do, we could do that, and the next time we have him on, we'll just do a little mini Acknowledge Me.
Yeah.
Maybe for somebody on the Texans or somewhere.
Yeah, he might like that. He kind of acknowledged us for the Marconi nomination right out of the chute.
Kind of. He did point out that our show probably had nothing to do with it.
He corrected himself, but
No, I know.
Gut joking. Feeling. No,
I think he was joking.
I think he was
definitely
joking.
Yeah. We could acknowledge. I'll acknowledge Bill Belichick for staying out of the news.
Acknowledge me!
Did you see him mic'd up at North Carolina practice?
No, I didn't.
He's fun to watch coach, man. Yeah. Like, you can see why the... You see why a kid would want to go play for him. Like, he is hands in the clay, like, teaching the little things, man. And I say this as somebody who's never been at a high-level football practice to that degree participating in it. But I was watching it going, man, this, like, he's into it, you know? He is into it.
I think that Belichick went through that stage kind of like Brady did with Giselle, where, remember he had those ridiculous outfits at the Met Gala?
Yes.
Where he probably had to say, all right, that's it, Giselle. Enough of that. Okay, I got to draw the line somewhere, okay?
Yep.
I can only step halfway into your world. Maybe Belichick did that with Jennifer Hudson.
People are saying the YouTube stream is muted right now, Colin. I don't know if that's something you can fix in there. Okay.
Yeah,
there
it just does it whenever it wants to.
It does?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right. And we're good now?
Thanks.
Okay. We're good now.
Alphabet Corporation.
Let's get to the Pettycast. Let's get petty about our YouTube muting. Abdul Carter, third overall pick in the draft, plays for the New York Giants. I'm guessing the Giants and Jets hate each other. They're in New York. Here was something that happened to Abdul Carter in the preseason game between the Jets and the Giants on over the weekend, whatever day it was.
Let's see.
I saw a body flying out of there.
Yep. They got chipped by the tight end. Stoned him.
He got chipped. He got chipped like crazy, and then tried to get up, and then the offensive tackle
knocked him down.
Smushed him back down.
Right.
It was a rough. It was unawareness that tends to happen to rookie defensive ends, and it's weird. I guess because everything is so wide open and spread in college that defensive ends just don't have to deal with chip blocks as much.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, the guy's right there in front of you, and yet rookie defensive ends. It didn't happen as egregiously to Will Anderson his rookie year, but Will Anderson, he had to learn how to handle these chips by the tight ends. But this is a bad. I'm going to stick up for Abdul Carter, and I'm going to be petty towards all the people acting like Abdul Carter is a bust because he got chipped.
Okay, well, here's the petty part of it. Abdul Carter saw it go viral.
Yeah.
And then tweeted the video out, retweeted the video, and said, might be the only highlight of the Jets all season.
Ah.
And we put BTA, which I'm assuming is boots to ass, BTA.
Must be.
Weak ass chip, ate that MF like barbecue. So he's saying that was basically saying that was the one play he got me. I got him every other time. He was barbecue. So Abdul Carter, petty about the viralness of the chip block that he sustained.
Yeah, man, I don't give it. It wasn't a weak chip. It was a really good chip because you didn't anticipate it. So me getting my ass kicked was more because I let you. More than you actually kicking my ass. All right, now I feel petty towards Abdul Carter for not admitting that he got his ass kicked. Everybody gets their ass kicked in the NFL, Abdul. Every single guy, every Hall of Fame defensive player, his head is butt kicked at least once in the NFL. Don't act like it didn't happen.
Not only does it take not have to be good to be petty, most petty takes are bad takes.
That's true. You know? That's a good point. Yeah.
Now, this one I think is a good take, but this is Mike Vrabel being petty towards some of you out there, and you know who you are. He was sitting down with Diana Rossini on her podcast for The Athletic, and she asked him, what type of people do you hate?
Is there something outside football that drives Mike Vrabel nuts?
Yes. People, when they leave their carts in the middle of the parking lot and they don't take them back to the cart return.
That's a good
and
one.
Then the people at Starbucks that park in a handicap spot and go in there and try to get their order from the mobile order.
Who aren't handicapped?
By no means handicapped. No, I look in the dash, I look, and then I wait. And then I approach them.
Wait, so you...
And I say things like, why did you park here? And one person would be like, oh, I'm with DoorDash. I'm like, I don't care. That's unacceptable. And then there's the mom that's going to yoga. And she's rushing because she's late. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
If there was a way you could actually punish them, what would you do?
I wish I had a boot. That's a great idea. I would boot their car, just like a mobile boot, and said, I parked in a handicap spot and I'm not handicapped.
Yeah.
This is petty.
I would guess, especially with shame them.
Yeah.
Not just the boot and the inconvenience of it, but shaming them as well. A vigilante traffic cop.
Yes.
That sounds Mike like Grable. That sounds like an Adam Sandler movie or something. Vigilante traffic cop.
He's Dwight.
Or parking, not parking, meter maid. Vigilante meter maid.
He's Dwight Schrute, basically.
Yeah. No, that's different. Dwight Schrute got upset about stupid stuff. This is a legitimate one.
Yeah, that's true.
The people who park in handicap, there are at least people on social media I've seen who act like they don't understand why it would be such a big deal. They'll say things like, those spots are always empty.
Yeah.
Right. Because they're reserved for the people who genuinely need them. The times they're not empty should be when somebody who actually can make use of them. I'll tell you another one. Someday I'm going to get together with Mike Vrabel and we're going to be grumpy old men about this. I'll tell you what, man. It's gotten the pre-boarders.
Oh, man.
And I feel awful. You can't do it because a lot of people have ailments that aren't obviously... that aren't obvious to the eye.
Yes.
So I never want to look at one individual dude.
Yeah.
But when there's like 20 people in the pre-board line,
there is no way all these people have an affliction.
Yeah, you're like, somebody here is cheating the system.
Yep.
And I get very agitated by
this. Yes.
If you're in the
the people, as long as we're talking about flights, the people that when the flight lands, they get up and walk down the aisle to get off first.
Immediately.
That
right.
don't have
Without
a connection.
Even,
that don't
right.
Have a
it's one thing if they're saying, I'm sorry, I've got a connection, I'm sorry. But they just they completely violate all of the rules of good civil air travel.
Awful people.
I gave a hard elbow a couple weeks ago to some kid.
Good.
He was like a teenage kid. He started, and I stood up and I triple extended into him.
Yes.
Yeah,
I stand up and I put up that wall in the aisle. I stand there. I'm like, no, you're not. Do you have a connecting flight? No. Okay. Well, then get back in your seat. By the way, BTA means belt to ass, not boots. Someone said BTA is belt to ass, not boots. LOL. What's LOL? Because I didn't know it was belt, not boots.
And as if it couldn't be boot to butt. Yeah, BTA on you, good sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I say.
It's belt to ass, Pendergast, is what somebody... You're dropping my last name on me over there? I thought it was boot.
How dare you? Don't know. You're not caught up with the lingo,
on
man.
The acronyms, yeah. All right, Kyle Tucker. Oh, boy, are they feeling petty towards Kyle Tucker in Chicago right now. Earlier this week, he grounded out to first base and didn't move from the batter's box.
Didn't even move. It was going to be an easy out, but he didn't even move.
Didn't even step towards first base.
Like, before he even could be sure there wasn't going to be an error or something. You know, sometimes these things happen.
And the
booze, could you at least make a start towards first base?
And the booze rained down on Kyle Tucker. Now, keep in mind, Kyle Tucker, now the booze probably have more to do with the one home run that he has since June 29th.
Yeah.
Think about that. June 29th is the date that Amy and I left to go to Jamaica. That feels like it was 2 years ago. He's hit one home run since then. He's got a 410 OPS in August and zero extra base hits. Here's his manager, Craig Counsell, after a game, I believe after the game yesterday, where he went extra base hitless again.
You know, Kyle's frustrated as well. And I think that's the fans are frustrated and Kyle's frustrated. And it's unfortunate because, you know, Kyle's, when you make outs, it doesn't look great, but he's trying. He's just not, it's not clicking. I think we're going to have to take a little step back here for sure. And, you know, just give him some days off to reset him, hopefully. You know, because he's frustrated and he's not, you know, we're not coming up with solutions for him, and he's not coming up with solutions. So, you know, sometimes you have to take some steps back to go forward again.
This is where I wish the Astros were hitting right now, because I could be like, oh, well, there's solutions back here in Houston.
Yeah.
You know, there's solutions, but there's not. There's not. They almost got perfect gamed a few days ago. They've been shut out their last two games.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
be an artist,
be an actress,
to visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The Cubs are 9 games back of the Brewers in the NL Central. They're the leader in the wild card standings, but they've only got they're 4 games from being out of the wild card standings.
The Brewers are running away and hiding right now. They just had a 14 game winning streak. They're incredible.
But the Cubs are by no means in a super comfortable position when it comes to the wild card race. So they're in danger of missing the playoffs completely.
Is Kyle Tucker costing himself tens of millions of dollars right now?
I don't know if it's tens of millions or not. I think that, I mean, because by and large in baseball, they seem to just go by the total career.
They play the long
game. Like one bad season or anything, it might hurt him a little bit. But I think he's still going to get a huge contract.
Oh, he'll get a huge contract for sure.
Yeah.
But people were putting him in the conversation with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who got $500 million.
You know what? Is he costing himself tens of millions of dollars? If he had kept up the pace he was on in the first 2.5 months of the season, then that would have been tens of millions more than he's going to get right now.
Yeah.
But I think he'll end up getting something commensurate with his career.
I actually think he'll pull out of this eventually. Like, I don't think Kyle Tucker all of a sudden forgot how to play baseball. Guys go through slumps, and this is just a ridiculously long one for Kyle Tucker. I mean,
to judge by what Cubs fans say in the scuttlebutt and whatnot, they're very much noticing that he doesn't necessarily have the same whatever the undefinable traits are about guys from the Astros golden era of the past. Kyle Tucker just was not. He was a square peg in a round hole in a lot of regards. Where he just didn't seem to quite fit the same level of competitiveness, enthusiasm, hustle, all of those other things.
Super talented, no question. All right, this one I've not listened to yet. This actually is a contribution from Aaron Raybould, who is one of our engineers up here, goes on the road with us sometimes when we are on remotes and things like that. He's the engineer for the Texans on game day. He said there's a CBS Sports Minute that I just heard, this is from last week, that would fit perfectly in the Petticast because it's something that I, Sean Pendergast, am petty about.
This is Bart Winkler with an Odyssey Sports Minute, sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. It's been a tough few decades for Minnesota Twins fans ever since their name was floated about to be contracted. They'll have good seasons, but then the Yankees usually beat them. A division title 2 years ago brought hope, only to see a complete sell-off at this year's trade deadline. And after all that, the team's owners are deciding not to sell. Tough break for Twins fans,
as
they deserve a winner, instead of their team being treated like a pull-ad family side hustle. Bart Winkler.
So they had a fire sale to improve the value of the team in a sale, and then decided not to sell the team.
Worked too well, maybe. Maybe the offers just came flooding in. They're like, wait a second, we've underestimated the potential of being a disappointing baseball team. It's kind of it's a miniature version of the A's in a lot of ways. I think where A's fans are just they just want if what could have happened if the owner had just sold 10 years ago, where would they be now?
It's too bad. It's a beautiful stadium, man. Beautiful stadium. With just horrible, deplorable people that booed Jose Altuve, or that cheered Jose Altuve getting beamed up near his face. All right?
Twins fans.
Yeah, Twins fans, that is. All right, last one here. I tweeted earlier this week, Seth, that Framber has senioritis right now. That he is, he's not backing up home plate on a play. He leads the league in pitch clock violations. He's saying some very, very bizarre things that are seem very blamey towards his teammates, you know? It's very uncharacteristic of what Framber has been. And so one of the replies to that tweet came from someone on Twitter, JohnFields07 on X. And his reply was this. It bent my head into a pretzel, and I couldn't determine whether or not to engage with him on this because somehow this is a bad take that is at both ends of the contract spectrum. His reply was this. Let Framber walk. Pay Hunter Brown $59 million for 8 years, and everything will continue to be Astros dominance. And I said, okay, well, hang on a second here. $59 million for 8 years for Hunter Brown. That would be a bad deal for Hunter Brown. That's $59 million for 8 years. That's like not even that's like $7 million a year. That's seven and change a year. That's a bad deal. Hunter Brown's one of the best pitchers in baseball. So then I said, okay, well, hang on. Maybe he means $59 million per year for 8 years. And I said to myself, that would be by far, by tens of millions of dollars, the biggest contract in the history of baseball for a pitcher.
That would be $17 million more per year than Zach Wheeler is making right now.
On a short-term deal, Zach Wheeler.
Right, yeah. So it's none of it makes sense. There's no way in hell you're getting Hunter for the $56 million over eight, spread out over 8 years.
Which bad take to engage with this guy. So that got me petty, man. It got me petty. People who don't get contracts and decide to talk contracts on Twitter is tough for me because I feel like I'm pretty tuned into that part of the
It's cool if you just don't like contract talk or what have you. Then you know what I got? You know what annoys me is just randomly where somebody has to chime in with you're trying to have a contract about just I said something the other day on my live stream about how they gave EJ Speed, you know, it's only a 1 year, $4.5 million contract. And somebody hit me with the, most people don't make $4.5 million in a lifetime. And you're saying it's only $4.5 million. I'm like, dude, what? Well, like, welcome to professional sports. What the hell are you talking
about?
Relative to other linebacker contracts, it's a relatively, do I have to do a disclaimer before every single professional contract, athlete contract that I talk about? We're acknowledging that, yes, this is a lot of money, but in the context of others, I go die.
Did you engage with that guy or no? Did you?
I did. I took a deep breath and I said, yes, I understand that. It's all a ludicrous amount of money, but I was speaking in the context of, I was very polite.
I'm proud of you. Yeah.
I wish you destroyed him. It might be somebody who is new to sports. And
that's true.
What am I going to do? Try to stiff arm him out
of
sports discussion?
It might be someone who's unemployed and down on their luck.
Right. You know? Yeah, it does. So he's had it at that moment. Crap, I don't want to deal with it. You're exactly right.
Can't listen to only $4.5 million talk. Yeah, that's true. Yep. That's true.
It was a good moment of growth for me, the death of my sports media career. I chose the rational, measured response.
Seth Payne became uninteresting.
Yes.
All right.
Great! It's freaking Mr. Rogers giving me my sports takes. Awesome. Yeah, can't wait to hear what Mr. Rogers says this morning.
You need to wear a cardigan sweater on the YouTube tomorrow. Put on your little walking shoes.
My response to every single bad thing that, that can happen is like, well, let's put this in perspective in comparison to the people who are genuinely suffering
in
the
exactly,
world.
Exactly. All right. D'Amico Ryan's and Nick Caserio's thoughts on what is rapidly becoming one of the most important players on the Houston Texans. This did not take long. We will have that for you coming up next.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.